Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
I woke up this morning, first alarm, and thought, quick Google, is Captain James T. Kirk still alive?
Yep.
He was blasted into space overnight. And the Blue Origin and Jeff Bezos' very phallic rocket.
This is the real person, though.
This is the real person. We're talking William Shatner. 90. I can't believe he's 90. Yeah. He looks amazing. There's an Aussie guy on there, too, trumped by old Shatner. They're fine. Everyone, they're in the Texas desert, all fine. Did this, went around in the suborbital capsule, and 10 minutes of their time, all good. He said, everybody needs to do this. This is amazing. It was the most incredible, unbelievable experience. But even Bezos was like, yeah, everyone in the whole world needs to do this. Well, you know what? Don't send up people who are already over-rewarded. If everyone needs to do this, how about some homeless people and some people will never have the opportunity? It's a lot of money.
Yeah,
not
like
everyone
me.
In the world.
Who do you want to send up?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Benny's keen.
There you go.
You keen to go?
I can't travel outside of Queensland at the moment, but I'll go.
Would you go, Bridge?
I don't know. I'd like to, but maybe when I'm Shatner's age, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he'll forget tomorrow. He'll go, gee, I'd love to go to her.
He probably will. But how is this, right?
They'll be wheeling him on again, Bridgie. Yeah.
Do you know what?
This will be good.
You just build one of the, you know, when you have the one on the ground and it's the, what do you call it?
The simulator.
Simulator. Yeah. And goes, there we go again. And you get, apparently it's only a couple of days training because they said there's nothing really for you to do but just sit in there and enjoy it. Because I think if something goes wrong, it's going to go really wrong. Yeah. It's not like, oh, well, I'm in the Crosstech cabin cruise. No. Prepare for landing.
You don't need a mechanic
safety.
Up there.
No, that's right. Anyway, that's it.
Great news in the you remember the AFL Grand Final was in Perth this year.
Yeah.
There's two Melbourne supporters, a bar owner and a financial planner. They jumped ship out of Melbourne, went to Darwin, sat quarantine there, jumped on a flight, went to Perth with false documents.
Yes.
And they got photos inside the dressing rooms of the Melbourne Football Club with the Premiership Cup.
Mm.
And then they got caught, found out they had jumped all the borders and they were put in prison for that.
Sucked
they
in.
Faced court yesterday. Yeah. And the judge said, you know what? Bad luck. You have gone against all the quarantine rules we set in place. Gave them 10 months jail. And they did it via video link in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him 10 months and he goes, look, I'll suspend 7 months of it, but you will be spending Christmas in jail. So I think it's fantastic. That is the kind of protocol we need.
That's right.
That means you know, people aren't going to do it again. Not being hit with a letter slip.
I think
3 months is absolutely fair. And that's only Perth. They've still got to face the Northern Territory judiciary yet. So, they're facing charges in the Northern Territory. So I think it's finally a good news story. Yep, nobody wants to see that. There's 200,000 people that would have loved to go to the game who weren't allowed to. So well done to Perth and well done to that magistrate for getting something right.
Yeah, look, and big ups to an employee of Oxenford Service Centre who saved a 12-year-old boy from a house fire yesterday.
Amazing.
A little autistic boy. Mum had nipped out to get her vaccination.
Yep.
The fire had taken hold. And they're saying, and I thought this was what was interesting and people would want to know, they think the fire may have started because a cat walked across the stovetop and activated the stove.
That's so full on.
Yeah, isn't it? So it's funny because I say it to my fam at home, don't leave like the clean pots and pans on the stove because if a possum walks in through the door or the window.
Just in case on a Saturday afternoon the possum comes in.
I'm OCD with that too though. There is no way I could have one of those stoves because I'm OCD. Now the cat's disappeared and people worried it's dead. I think it's just... It's gone away with embarrassment. It's hiding because it's in big trouble.
Yeah, I think it's cooked.
I burnt my... No, okay. Either way, don't leave stuff on your cooktop.
And that is what you need to know.